Yo, yo, MC++, on this classical shit. Yeah, I know you feeling this beat. Turn it up on my headphones. So you knew the code, didn't know I could flow. For this track right here, just to let y'all know. Coming straight out the lab, running low on sleep. And I ain't gonna stop till I get PhD. Project 2 in databases. Around deadline, I see desperate faces. Concurrency control, using two-phase locking. Two writes coming in, second one is blocking. And the GUI I wrote is out of control. Man, to get this done, I sell my soul. C++, you know how we do, coming straight from Purdue. Can't mess with me, man, when I'm coding in C. Some know me's the Java master. Fuck with me, man, if you want a disaster. Your demise couldn't be faster. My lyrical jism will cover you like plaster. I don't need source, I read assembly, of course. I knock you out like a game of horse. Like the Jedi master, dog, I use the force. Yo, ISO surfacing, a marching cue. It's visualization, so you know how we do. Ray casting full flow visualization. Trying to pass calls before vacation. Compilers with Hosking, man, I failed the first test. Class too early, dog, but I'm trying my best. LR tables, one look ahead, man. That ain't enough to get my lazy ass out of bed. Plus on this track, I hope you're feeling it. I'm out this bitch. Close braces.
If you turn on your radio and what you hear is you're listening to the unlicensed sounds of AMV Radio.
warning, the views and ideas expressed on this show are purely the opinions of the respective owners and not necessarily those of AnimeMusicVideos.org in any shape or form.
Oh, I thought you were going to watch South Park.
Hey, guys.
Oh, we'll just save the game.
What's up? I'm having... Can you guys hear me? I hope everyone can hear me because apparently Lee can't hear me.
It's not open at all.
And
I just was looking at it. It's pretty.
Lee, stop talking, you idiot. We're on... Lee, we're on. God.
Hey, welcome to Radio.
You idiot. He can't hear me, but I can hear everything he's saying. I don't know what the hell's wrong with
Skype.
You know
what? This is awful. As a matter of fact, right now, I cannot hear you at all.
Start your computer. Restart your computer.
I can't even hear Jay. I don't know if Jay's even talking right now.
Leave and come back.
So, yeah.
God, this is
I'll restart my computer.
All right. Since Lee's leaving, I'm going to have to do this by myself. Anyways. Sorry, I haven't been online much, you guys. I've been kind of, been working. I don't have days off anymore. I work two jobs. So I'm pretty tired. Sorry to, Scintilla, who is our, well, you know, our guest tonight, as well as Sienna. And I didn't get a chance to talk to him at all, like, for the past 2 weeks, so... Sorry for that, but hopefully their mics will be working later on before we start the interview. Anyways, I played two songs there. It was the first one was MC Plus Computer Science for Life, as requested by Trifle. Second song was an FF4 Radius Chocobo remix or something by Angel X. And yeah, we're still doing the unlicensed music, so I can't do anything about it. You know, I'm sorry. Don't complain to me. I can't do anything about it. What? This is kind of weird. I'm like talking to myself. Zero's asking to co-host. So, well, I guess it's better to just talk to someone than no one at all. So I guess I'll call him. Hopefully he's on. Anyways. Is he on? Zero here? Yeah, no one else is on, so... I can't hear Zero if he's there. Great! Everyone's screwing me off. Ah! Anyways. Yeah, Zero's not there either, so... I guess I'm just gonna keep talking to myself. So, hey, you guys ever have... witness, like, a fight, like, between a retail person and, like, a customer, because it's awesome. I had this old guy that I'm working with, and he got into a fight with this, like, lady, and she was, like, she's being a whore, really.
Sounds like fun.
Hey, what the hell, you're here, you jerk!
My mic wasn't plugged in, shove it up your ass!
You idiot! Alright, people said I can call him too, so I'll get him on. We'll just chit-chat for a little bit, then play some songs, and then we'll, Oh, wait, I have to show you guys something. This is hilarious. I'm gonna go. It's on the RDS website. It's freaking hilarious. I'll get the link. What am I doing? Where the hell is people? People, if you're gonna get on, freaking get on right now. Zero, start talking about a movie or something. Come on, do it.
Any
Beale's a jerk.
Players?
Beale's a jerk. He's not on. Why are
people? Knives just got back on.
Oh, Knives is back on. All right, I'll call up Lee now. Hopefully, he can hear us now.
Maybe.
Hey, Lee, can you hear us?
Yeah. What's up?
All right, finally, you jerk.
And P-Wolf jumps in, too.
And here comes P-Wolf. All right, finally, I didn't have to be by myself being an idiot.
You already are an idiot.
Yeah, I know, but people don't need to know that.
Why in the hell does she want to marry
I've got some news.
You've got some news. Okay, Lee has some news for us. What's your news?
Full Metal Panic Season 3, Episode 1 is out.
Is it going to be like a crappy show like Fumofu?
No. What? Dude, Fumofu was way better than the first season.
How was it better than the first season? Wasn't it just a bunch of stupid things?
Yeah, but it was funny. And it like both of them lacked a plot, but at least Fumofu was funny. So that's kind of the way we look at it. And
wait,
so,
is FMA Season 3... I mean... FMP
season 3 is gonna mimic the first season more. So
it's not FMA, it's FMP, Full Metal Panic, not Full Metal.
That's
Album.
What I said. That's what I said.
No, but like some people thought it was FMA that you were saying.
No.
Is this one gonna actually have a good story? Because I thought the first one was supposed to have a good story, but it just sucked.
You know what? I have no idea. I just know that the first episode is now out on Raw. If you go to Sandman.info or whatever. And you should be able to figure that out and download it. So, yeah. If you know Japanese, you can go ahead and understand it, but otherwise wait for someone to sub it. I'm sure it's going to get jumped on by, like, you know,
apparently,
Phil
says he knows something about it, so he's going to try to fill us in on some details here.
Well, if you could actually call him.
Yeah, but he's not picking up. There he is.
Yo.
Hey, jerk. What's up, man?
Yo.
What did you...
Not much, actually.
What was
the okay, FMP? The third season is based off the novel, End of Day by Day, which takes place after the anime. It's like a darker storyline than the first and second seasons, so...
Well, the first one was supposed
to be
kind
really
of dark,
good,
too.
So. The novel was good.
It wasn't dark, you know, wasn't it?
It was supposed to be. I mean, from the trailers, it was supposed to be like this awesome mecha thing, and then it just turned out to be a piece of crap. Like, it went nowhere.
Yeah, it was... I don't know. I'm kind of like an FMP fanboy, though, so it's okay.
Yeah
you are.
But
you
the third season is
Are you waiting for them to reuse that transition that you always use?
Yes.
Maybe they'll have
a better one.
Maybe they'll have a cooler one.
Yeah, exactly.
So tired. You guys talk
go
for
to
me.
Bed. Let us host for once.
You guys are hosting.
Hey, come on, man.
But I still need to run it.
Then just go to freaking bed and let us talk.
Talk! Go ahead, talk away!
You want to host AMV Radio?
Maybe.
Yeah, why don't we do that for a week? Why don't we let someone else host AMV Radio for a week? Is anyone up for hosting AMV Radio for a week? Because,
I'll start a thread on the AMV Radio.
Yeah, that's that's a good way to do it.
That'd be a good idea, actually.
Yeah, we can...
Good thinking.
AMV Radio Extreme.
We'll call them guest host.
The only thing is, you guys will lose. You'll only have 4 spots to use. So that's how it is. Basically, I'm gonna call you up. Then that's how you guys are gonna have to do it. And I won't be. I'll just have to listen in from another.
No, even better. Have someone else host it and have them interview you guys.
No, I don't want to be interviewed.
Oh,
then why? Would you like to be the blood of your own?
Let me tell you something. You know our life stories, okay? You don't need to interview
us. Yeah, but
us.
No one else does.
The reason I wanted to have someone else host AMV Radio was so I wouldn't have to be here, okay?
Okay.
I can host the radio just as somebody else is going to have to talk.
The point of being a host is that you should be talking too, man. You're supposed to be guiding the show.
All Jay is saying is that you're going to use his computers and his connection to the org, because he can't give you the org's database password, okay?
I could always get it.
No, I mean, if you have 2 computers set up, you could probably do this on your own. But since I already have it all set up, I know what to do. You can just go through my connection. It won't make a difference. What I'm just saying is that... I don't know. Maybe we'll figure something out. We'll have someone else host it for a week or two. Just to have people switch it up a little bit. Anyways. I guess I'm going to play a couple more songs here. Unless anyone else has anything to say, which I doubt. And then we're going to go call up Scintilla and Sienna. The... the boyfriend, lover, girlfriend duo, Aqualine Studios. not Studiosh. This is Studios. So, okay, the next song I'm playing is the Free Software song, as requested
awesome
by Derobert. And then the second song is the Flashball Blonde Wake 1, as requested by BMA. So, yeah, here we go.
Join us now and share the software. You'll be free hackers. You'll be free. Join us now and share the software. You'll be free hackers. You'll be free. Hoarders can get piles of money, that is true, hackers, that is true. But they cannot help their neighbors, that's not good, hackers, that's not good. When we have enough free software at our call, hackers at our call, we'll kick out those dirty licenses evermore, hackers evermore. Join us now and share the software, you'll be free, hackers, you'll be free. Join us now and share the software. You'll be free, hackers. You'll be free.
AMB Radio salutes real men of genius. Real men of genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Lincoln Ball Z Video Creator.
Mr. Lincoln Ball Z Video Creator!
Your tireless efforts have produced more videos than any man could ever possibly watch.
So many!
Was that a black strobe? Oh my, I haven't seen that effect before.
Ooh, an invert!
So go ahead and listen to AMV Radio, you tireless Lincoln Ball Z video creators. Maybe you'll get better one day.
Mr. Lincoln Ball Z video creator!
Hey, guys, what's up? We're back. Hey, what's up? What the hell? What the hell is the
what
up?
What is up?
What the hell is
Yo,
the up?
Yo, what is up, my homie Kate?
No. Anyways. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking about the radio thing. Basically, you're going to have two computers to do it too, so I don't know.
Just, we can talk about it later if we figure it out.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Or we can talk about it now. I mean,
yep.
It is radio-related things.
And you need to kill time, right?
What? Sure. Oh, wait, they couldn't hear anything. Apparently, we were cutting out there. Anyways, we're going to have to kick off two people here.
Okay, Lee and who else?
Coop.
You?
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm just going to kick myself out and have everyone else just talk.
Knock yourself out. All right, see you later, kid.
All right, see you, Zero, and see you, P-Wolf.
Bye-bye!
All right. What's up? Is Lee here? Can I even hear talk to Lee at all? You here? God, and Lee doesn't work. You freaking suck, Lee.
Yeah, I'm here. Nah, it's on and off, but it's working now. What's up?
All right, okay. Anyways. Oh, God. Anyways, I'm going to call up Sayana and... Just Sayana. I'm not even going to talk to Scintilla. Because Sayana's hotter. So we're just going to talk to Sayana. Fine, I'll talk to Scintilla, too. Hopefully he's ready. I hope people can hear me.
Hello?
Hi. What's up? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good, because Lee can't hear us.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up, Scintilla?
Hold on a second.
Heyo.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. Lee sucks. That's all I can say. And I think he disappeared. So, it's just us three for the time being. So, how are you guys
doing? Some reason, he's still not shown up on my contacts list as being online.
Yeah, his Skype is totally screwed up. I don't understand why. I don't know what the hell. I don't know if he's even on with us anymore. Anyways. I hope we're being transmitted.
So, who's the... Wait a minute. Who's the second you?
Okay. See, I have two computers running, and one runs Skype... And the other, I call in from another computer so you guys won't have an echo. That's the whole reason why. Because before, I'd have a Jank system where it would just loop itself in an analog way fashion. And it was crappy quality. I would sound louder than everyone else, and it would just be horrible.
That does explain a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, how are you guys doing?
So everyone's here.
Well...
I'm good.
I think it's just us three. I don't think Lee is around. So I'm just going to ignore him. It's fine. I mean, he doesn't really say anything.
Oh, well.
So, what are you guys up to? You guys nervous at all? No? Is Lee here, or what's the...
I'm just sad I wasn't able to finish writing up my calc homework before the... or not being able to tear my... That is the IRC room.
Oh, are you taking summer class?
Matt, the Carnegie Mellon, what do they call it? The summer applied math. Oh, wait a minute. No, wait.
So, summer school.
It's a summer applied math in the Center for Nonlinear Analysis at Carnegie Mellon University. But it's more similar to what most other places would call a research experience for undergrads because we're in research projects. As well as having that class and the Maple Lab, which was finished up, I think, a week or two ago. And we're getting paid for it, too. So, it's a pretty sweet deal.
Okay.
However, it requires the test and various other unpleasant treats.
Okay.
Oh, I'm here. Sorry, I'm here.
Oh, it's cool. Are you, like, spacing out or something? Because it's okay.
A little bit of, I don't know, I didn't catch all of what you were saying.
Oh, sorry. Am I going in and out to you?
But sorry. I don't know, it's starting to get better.
I'm sorry. I I can't do anything about it. I don't know.
Actually, maybe everyone who's listening.
I see. I don't know. I think my brother's like playing poker, online poker downstairs. He probably has like 4 connections on it. And it's, like,
he's live. Dude, you know.
What the hell do you want me to do?
He's probably like BitTorrenting and all this stuff too.
Maybe. Or maybe it's all this. the porn that I'm getting right now.
No, I'll tell you, my upload bandwidth is absolutely huge. No, I can do this.
Yeah, but then get the computers. Or get 2 connections.
Yeah, I do have 2 computers.
Then get a freaking Switch.
I do have 2 computers.
You have a Switch? Use it.
I do have 2 connections. What are you talking about?
Use a Switch. Anyways. Yeah.
I don't have it on me, but I can get it for next week.
Is Scintilla in here? I don't know if they're not... They can't. I don't think they can.
Oh, hear. I'm still here.
Oh, sorry. Am I cutting off the both of you guys?
Dude, I can't do this.
I'm just naturally quiet.
I can't hear. I can't hear anything.
What a ghetto show.
I'm just gonna I'm just gonna leave.
Okay.
I'm just gonna leave because I can't hear a thing and I'm just making random noise. So I'll see you guys later.
All right.
It's good to have you guys on the show.
Bye. Okay. See ya. Switching to a different pane, take up less CPU.
All right. This one, I'm going to ask both of you guys this question. Did you guys form... I'm not both form Aqualine together, or did one of you guys join the other one? I was just assuming Sienna just joined Aqualine.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Actually, this is all explained on the history page at our website. I started up with the Aqualine name in sometime around the early summer of 2003. At the time, I had 2 videos to my name, only one of which was worth talking about. And then Sienna joined up in October after she finished her first. And then since then, it's been just us, and no, we're not looking for new recruits.
You sure?
I was actually, yeah, sorry about that.
You want to just join RDS?
No.
Why not? All right. That's cool. All right. I'm going to talk to you guys one by one, I guess. Scintilla. New video.
Yes.
New video. What's the deal with that one? Your Waka Laka.
Which one?
That was awesome. I liked it.
Oh, Waka Laka for Osaka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you like hoping that they'd make DDR again or something? Because
I'm not. Somebody suggested that I could get the projects restarted if I wanted to do it, but I don't. But I would not trust myself to coordinate something of anywhere near that magnitude. I mean, I've been. In on a original, but I really don't think I can handle the stress and whatnot that everyone keeps telling me about of coordinating something as big as like a DDR project. Plus, I don't own the sound card. But that actually wasn't the original idea I had for my summer video this year. I mean, I knew I wanted to do Manga Dio video to be dancey, but originally I was thinking of something rather slower. Something more 80s-ish and not nearly as, well, whacked out. But then I got my hands on a copy of a DDR simulator for the PC and a bunch of song packs that included the DDR Max 2 pack. And I remembered a bunch of my LJ friends from a year or two ago complaining about Waka Laka, so I simply had to try it out to see just what all the fuss was about. And it didn't take me long after hearing it for the first time to start thinking about the possibilities of making a video.
It is a fun song.
And
I like
it. Yeah, and then I actually managed to get a lossless copy of it from Jeremy Soria, better known as Brackus, and that basically cinched it.
Okay. That's cool. Have you been? I don't know. I read this on your live journal. I was talking to you about it. I'm getting a lot of crap about it, or what's the deal?
Well, no, I wouldn't exactly say that. It's just like Well, one of the things I said on my LJ for those who don't read it was that this was probably the first time that I had really gone to a lot of trouble to make a video, but been doing it in a void. And by that, I mean that I really am no connoisseur of dance/effects videos. I really haven't seen that, so I'm not really up on what kinds of techniques and effects and such are out there these days. So when I was making this, I was having a lot of fun and all, but I had no idea where it was going to be on the originality scale when it finally came out. So, and plus the other thing about it was that it was kind of rushed to get it done for Otakon and Anime Expo on time, which is why I made some updates to it in the next month of just sitting on it before Expo came up.
Mm-hmm. So it's not the version that
is something
then.
That. Yeah. Okay. The version that's currently online, I designate by version 1.2, but the version that got shown at AX and will get shown at Otakon is 1.0.
Okay.
So. All
right.
Yeah. There's some. I think at least three scenes were changed in the 2 weeks. After the deadline and after I got here to Pittsburgh, and so yeah, but
yep.
But it seems one thing I definitely noticed especially with the DDR hours, I got a lot of comments on the effects and whatnot. It seemed to indicate that it's largely a love it or hate it proposition. I mean, I knew there were going to be some people who just don't need another happy dance effects video, especially with Azumanga. I mean, I knew that. It's just not their cup of tea. Like, I figured Beowulf would hate it, but he hasn't rung in on it yet, so I don't know. But I was just glad to see that, that a lot of people were enjoying it just as much as I was.
That's cool. All right.
So
I have
a different
question now. This one's for Sienna if she's there. I don't know. What's should I call you guys your real name, or would that make you feel better if I called you by your real name? Probably not.
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. All right. Here's my question to you. Why Aqualine Studios? Why didn't you join something else? Was there some bias there or something? I don't get it.
Oh, great. I didn't hear anything during that bit, and it's obvious I missed something.
Oh, sorry. You didn't hear me?
I'm actually not laughing at him. Well, okay, I was laughing at Coop to begin with, but now I'm laughing at what Trithel said in the IRC.
Oh, okay.
Namely, Aqualine greater than RDS.
Oh, yeah, he already said that a long time. Anyways. Okay, Sienna, did Mr. Peter Tom Wolverton here get you into AMVs, or were you into them on your own? I don't know if she heard me.
Yeah, I think... No, I heard you. I'm okay. Sorry, I guess there must be a lag or something. I think it was definitely kind of his fault. I really didn't... I didn't really make an AMV until after my first trip to Otakon, so I saw it there, well, the contest there.
Were you guys
I thought it looked
going
kinda
out
cool.
At the time?
Only for a few months.
Okay, so you guys have been going out for
a
while.
Yeah, it was
now,
June.
Then. Okay.
Yeah, we in high school. Knew each other from high school.
Do you have a ring yet, or are you guys getting married? Sorry, I'm putting you on the spot here. I could have done this at Mike
Don't
and
know.
Mary's, but I didn't. I guess I'll just do it to you guys.
We weren't really planning to have to worry about that for a good while now.
Oh, okay. You're
yeah.
Waiting till after
finish
school?
Finish school first.
Okay.
You know, both still in college and whatnot.
All right. I understand. It's okay. There's no rush. Anyways, are you planning on entering AWA? Or are you guys planning to go to AWA at all, actually? I have to
no.
ask this question.
Not
what?
Until such time as we can... I swear, we get... Well, okay, it didn't really start in 2004, but I have the feeling that we're going to be getting this question every year now.
Well, I have to ask every guest on the show. I'm trying to recruit as many people to AO as I can.
No. I'm sending a video to Expo, but not going.
Aww.
What's the reasoning?
What's the reasoning that you guys aren't going?
Sorry.
Money.
Money?
Yeah, just school.
Just prostitute yourselves or something.
I don't think each other would approve of that.
You guys could do like a twosome. I don't know how you guys found it.
What, and get it all on video?
Yeah. And you can make an AMV out of it. I don't know. Anyways, no.
Actually, you know, that would probably be a good way to get my dad to stop paying attention to my videos, wouldn't it?
No, I'm pretty sure he'll probably, like, do something else.
Oh, God.
In fact,
you'd be doing that by yourself.
He'll pay more attention to it. I don't know for who he's watching, though. I don't know whether he's concentrating on you or your girlfriend here, but... Sorry. No, that was just wrong. Don't even think about that. Sorry.
I will be having a video in the AWA Pro contest.
Okay.
I actually sent out the submission form and the DV blanks yesterday or the day before. And
you already submitted it?
Well, I haven't uploaded it yet, but okay. The form and the blanks are in the mail. I mean,
is this a new video that we don't know of, or...?
Yeah, I have not said a word about it, except that I'm working on it, it's almost done, etc. Nobody knows about it except for my brother and Cyana.
Oh, okay. Well, you can tell us. I don't think anyone's listening anyways. Sorry. Nah, I'm just kidding. You don't have to say anything. You're not entering Masters at all? Even though it's the last year?
Well, I suppose that will partially depend on whether I can get anything done up in the month between when I get back from Pittsburgh and the deadline, and whether I think it's really Masters-grade material. I mean, I know that in the long description of the rules, the special rules for the Masters contest that they have on the AWA website, they are big on things like artistry and originality and whatnot. And I don't usually think too hard about things like artistry or any of that.
Are you sure?
I mean, it's not that often that I even make a serious video at all. I mean, most of my stuff is on the lighter side.
That's fine. I mean, that's what you like, and that's what you're gonna do. What about you, Santa? Do you have any big plans or anything? I don't know. You just kind of straddling along with Scintilla over here. Are you really even into AMV? Is what I'm really trying to.
No, I like it. It's just that it's. I mean, I enjoy it, but the problem is it's not very convenient for me at the moment to continue it. So I have to be really excited and really into a project to complete it. I mean, I work from a laptop using Windows Movie Maker. Yeah,
I'm going to have to confess here. I've only seen one of your videos. I'm sorry. But I saw your Ava one, the These Angel Hearts, and I liked it because it was Ray, and I like Ray.
Just in case anyone was wondering why I wrote a guide for DVD footage in Windows Movie Maker, even though I don't use Movie Maker myself, that's a big part of the reason.
Oh, okay. Well, you're just trying to help her out. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all right. You should get, like, brownie points for that. Or something. I don't know. Sorry. I know I'm cutting in and out to you guys, so a lot of this is flying over your heads. And I'm really tired, so sorry,
I'm sure
guys.
Less of it would be flying over our heads if the audio quality was a little higher, but not too much you can do about that, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's my upload. Someone's using my upload bandwidth right now, and it's really killing the radio quality. So I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Favorite videos. Just go, do it.
crap.
Crap.
You want to go first, or should I?
Crap's good.
Do you want to go first or should I?
Oh, why not? I don't know. I admit it. I am a Euphoria fan. Yeah, I admit it.
Hey,
I love the song.
Nothing wrong with that.
I love the song. I like what you did with it.
Oh,
so
thanks.
Yay.
Just don't ask to marry me, please.
No, that's fine.
Okay, good. Thanks.
That's fine.
I think Grace would have a problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. How about you, Stilla? I'm pretty sure you're gonna say Trisel's video.
You
can plug it anyway.
You mean his Eska video?
Yeah.
Yes, actually, I was going to say that because, it's the only one that immediately comes to mind because, I liked it enough.
Yes,
and
we are talking about Trisel's video called "And Forever."
And forever dreaming.
Yeah, dreaming in brackets. So everyone should download it and praise Trifle for his awesomeness.
In other words, it seems like we here at Aquiline Studios have the thing for videos with a theme of dreaming, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? I'm looking through my folders trying to find some other ones that I've really enjoyed. Oh geez, so many. Both Machines and McKeed's United States of Whatever videos from 2004.
I never saw McKeed's version. I saw Machine's version.
Oh, that McKeed's was in AWA Pro. It was Cowboy.
Well, I didn't watch.
Oh.
The Pro stuff. I haven't entered AWA Pro or Masters, man. I was gonna enter.
Oh really?
I was gonna enter this year for pro. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. I started a video. It's not gonna finish. Okay,
oh, well.
I can tell you this though. It was using Razafon again. And there are effects.
What else?
I don't think that's ever been done before. Razafon with effects in a video. I don't think it's ever been done.
What's their video called, Olin?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. All the only Razafon videos I've seen are all like simple cut ones. I'm like, I don't know what the hell they're thinking of. You can do so many crazy things with this stuff. I might have a Masters video though, maybe, if I like not die from having two jobs. Anyways,
I'm also a fan of Kasoyara's and Absolute Destiny's Road to Iron Chef.
Yes,
as well as.
Though they
as
play
well
that at every
the...
con that you go to. At least every Iron Chef one.
Well, but I've never been to a con with an Iron Chef, so I wouldn't
know. Oh, okay. So you didn't even... Are you even going to any cons this year? You said
this year... This year, no.
No.
I was... Well, the way it is in 2003, we went to Otakon. In 2004, we went to Anime Next and Otakon. But the thing about Otakon was... my dad was taking our whole family, plus Sienna and minus my mom. So we didn't have to like pay for very much of it. And Anime Next is close enough to where we live. It's like only an hour or two away that we could just day trip there and not have to like get a hotel room. So
no, I'd say it's only 45 minutes.
That's
well, my point is that
close.
It's close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was just... nice, but. But this year I was in Pittsburgh for Anime Next and couldn't very easily make the 6-hour drive both ways to get back in time for my 9:30 in the morning on Monday.
That's okay.
Class.
You could have missed the class.
And then my dad decided he was not taking the family to Otakon this year. So.
Ouch. All right, that's right. I'll let you off on that.
I'm also fond of Ultraviolet Light Productions' video with Gravitation and If You Were Gay from Avenue Q. I thought that was absolutely adorable.
Okay. I love that one.
And very giggly. And by the way, if you want me to stop, just let me know.
No, it's fine.
It could take a while.
Well, I was going to ask some really kinky questions, so I don't know if you want me to.
We're really quite boring.
No, I can spice it up if you want me to. What do you mean you guys are quite boring? You mean the guys don't... Never mind. So you guys just stay in, what, the missionary the whole time? Or what's the deal? Sorry.
What else have I got here?
Sorry.
Oh, yes, if anyone's seen the trailer parody by Neko Kaneko Productions by Excel Saga with Kill Bill trailer audio, I thought that was really well done, especially for, I think that was the guy's first video. That also came out last year. And, let's see, what else?
So you like it doggy style then? Or?
I was also fond of, actually, no, that video should never have been played last in the comedy category at Otakon last year.
Oh, okay.
That never should have ended the... For those of you who don't know, Doggy Style is the name of a about 5 minute long AMV by Michael Shrubzicki, who has gotten fairly well known on the AMV scene in the Northeast, but not for that video. And I don't think he's on AMVs.org at all. But anyway,
do you guys have your own little group that you hang out with in the AMV community?
Well, I didn't mean to imply anything like that. I just meant from what I've seen, about on various message boards and results at other cons. I mean, his name has been out there enough that If you like Northeast cons, then you'll probably have heard of him before, is what I meant. But anyway, it used the song Atomic Dog by George Clinton, and it was basically an Ein tribute that was rather amusing from Cowboy Bebop. It was rather amusing for about the first 2 minutes or so. The problem is that the song is 5 minutes long. So at Otakon 2004, somebody made the mistake of putting it last in the comedy category, with the result that people started walking out. Which is never a good thing.
Ouch. That must hurt.
So, yeah, but he's made better videos since then, so...
Okay.
I try not to hold it against him.
All right,
I've never
actually
met the guy in person.
That's probably one of the worst things that would ever happen to you when you're having a video show and people start walking out and you see it. That sucks.
Yeah, that would really,
that would be pretty devastating.
Suck.
You'd be like, man, I really do suck. Anyways, I'm going to take a little break here. I'm going to play some songs, and then we're going to take in some callers for you guys.
Okay, right. Sounds good.
Sorry. Okay, the first song is another Flashbulb song, as requested by BMA, Long Wake 4. And then, of course, the always fun Nick song, Our Little Secret, from Aqua. I don't know, I think she's just going to end up giving us an entire album. So, here we go.
We'll be right back. Come on, dude. Just take one hit. Don't you want to be cool? Hey, man. What are you doing?
I'm so high. Nothing can hurt me.
No!
RDS kills.
I love that shit.
Scared of your knife, and when I say to you I'm not gay, hear what I say, hear what I say.
Radio, where AMVs and radio come together. Just listening to it will make your AMV go from this,
but in the end, it doesn't even matter,
to this. AMV Radio, it's AMVs. Hooray, AMVs!
We're here, we're back. Hey, we're back. Hey, guys. Hi.
Sorry. I'm here.
Hi. We were just talking about, you know, the meaning of life. And
42.
I was just gonna say that.
What the hell does that mean?
It's the answer.
Oh. Okay. It is 42. So
yes.
So when you guys see the number 42, you've pretty much made it. Anyways. I'm gonna take in some callers right now, so I'm gonna be calling Mr. AMV 4000. You guys know him, right? I'm assuming you guys know him. I think everyone knows AMV 4000.
Yeah.
Hey, what's
otherwise
up, man?
Otherwise known as
Addiction MV 4000.
Hey. Crazy, yes, that's what I was going to say.
The crazy CBR, I don't know, leader.
I'm sorry, every time I see CBR, I can't help but think in constant bit rate. Sorry.
I know. That's all I'm thinking about.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, man.
Yep.
What's up?
We can hear you now.
Not much.
So, all right, I got a question for you, AMV 4000.
What do you want?
Why didn't you name it VBR? Because we all know VBR is better than CBR.
What kind of question is that? I didn't pick the name. I helped pick the name.
Okay. That's just... Dude, I can't hear you. Are you in a box, or...
Can you turn up your recording levels?
Oh, I am the evil.
What the fuck?
W/E.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second. Right,
I don't know
okay,
what's going
well,
on.
I'm just going to have to hold it closely.
Hey, what's up,
like
man?
That.
Do you have a question for these guys?
No, you told me to call. So I'm
oh, I told you to call. apparently, I'm having to tell people to call you guys.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna
ask. I feel so loved.
Well, I don't know who you are. I don't pay attention.
Ouch! Ouch! Okay, have you heard of a video called Alternate Ending or Ava Bebop?
Opening.
Sorry.
Bebop ending's boring.
I've seen Euphoria and been punished many times.
Oh. You sound like you're in a freaking, like, dungeon and you're, like, wearing, like, dominatrix clothing and someone's, like, whipping you in the back
you're
right
in
now.
Of course I'm in the dungeon.
Oh, God.
I'm but if he's the one wearing the clothing, it would be Dominator.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Matt. All right, anyways, that was fun. We have another caller. I think this one's a real caller. And it's, you guys know her. It's Mooney. The girl with the cute voice that always seems to lighten up the show a little bit. What's up? Are you 20 years old now or 19?
I'm 19 now.
19. She is legal.
Oh God! Stop there. Moron.
So you guys send all of your requests for naked pictures to Moonlight Soldier. Never mind. So what's up? You got a question?
Hello.
Yeah, I've got a couple. Hey.
Hi.
I want to know if you guys are ever gonna collaborate on another video again, like All for the Best.
Oh.
Any plans?
People actually saw that video.
Dude, I love that video.
Wait, which one is it? Sorry.
It was our
entry for. Yeah, it was. It appeared in Anime Central's contest in the theme category.
Oh, I thought that was just you. I didn't know that was Santa was in there too.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry. Well, see, the version that I saw of it was the one that Scintilla put up in his LJ, and I just downloaded it. I just assumed it was his. I didn't know it was a. I'm sorry.
Did that one have the credits on it?
No, there was no credits, so I didn't know. Oh. I thought it was just yours.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Santa. You did a good job on that video, too.
It's all right. Well, now you know.
I'd give you a hug, but I'm not near you, and I'd probably start groping, and I don't think you'd like that.
I think you're closer to me than you are to her.
Where is she?
Oh. Somerville, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll have to grope Scintilla to get to you, but, you know, this is how it goes.
But when you get here, I'll hopefully be back in New Jersey.
Yeah. And
but while you're here, Dave and Andy's on Atwood in Oakland. It's got some really good ice cream.
Oh.
I recommend that to anyone who finds themselves in Pittsburgh and with the opportunity to go get some ice cream. Really, it's great, especially the chocolate chip cookie dough.
Mm, nice.
Yeah, I kind of.
I don't know why I just
did
that.
Hot, raw ice cream.
Anyway,
sorry. What was your question?
Sorry. Hello.
Are you guys gonna collaborate again? Do you have any plans for that?
No, we've talked about it. I don't know. A couple of ideas have been tossed around, but nothing that that generated enough enthusiasm to actually go ahead with it.
Yeah.
When
so,
you guys work like, on a video together, do you guys like be in the same room and just work on it, or just kind of pass it back and forth?
Sometimes I know for All of the Best, there were sometimes that we would work on his computer since he's the one, you know, he has Premiere. But there were other times since I was more familiar with Love Hina that I would work on it. Some of that segment by myself on my laptop, and then I'd send it to him and see what he thinks.
Mm-hmm. So that was Scintilla actually controlling most of it then?
Did you guys have what? Like artistic differences?
Yeah.
Or...
Huh?
<I'm> sorry.
Well, actually, I don't quite get the question, but let me just say at this point that I'd originally envisioned it working out with the both of us working on different segments and sending them back and forth, because during the school year, like I'm off at the College of New Jersey, while Sianna lives at home, she commutes to Seton Hall, but we only usually only get to see each other once a week. So I was actually surprised at how much of the video we were able to get done on those weekends when she came over to visit me.
Okay.
But
is that, you know?
I'm sorry. What was the question again?
Is that when you guys weren't, you know, in the bedroom?
Somehow I knew that was coming. Like,
what? That, what do you mean? I thought their computer was outside.
Dorm room setup.
Okay.
Remember?
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, some dorms have separate rooms somehow. I don't know. They're never.
Dude, the walls are thin. No. Don't
just
go
no.
there.
Just no.
I didn't say they were loud. Sorry. Someone Jeez. Kill me. Someone.
No.
Someone kill me.
We should be able to hang up on him. Anyway.
I'll hang up on myself if you want me to.
Well, actually, there was this time in 2004, early 2004, we both hit upon an idea that we liked, wanted to get going on working on it. But then before we could really do anything about it, somebody else did the video.
What was it?
Yeah.
It was Neon Genesis Evangelion with Simple Plans Perfect.
Okay.
And
I don't know that video. Maybe
yeah,
you could
no,
still do
no
it.
One had done it at the time, but.
At the time, but yeah.
Then why don't you do it now?
Well, because we checked out the video that I think it was by CLR Studio, the one that's a bunch of that's basically
not CBR, right?
Okay. Not CBR, but yeah, CBR isn't a family affair. CLR is.
Okay.
So
Lyman Russ.
But we checked it out.
Nothing. Sorry.
No, that's CLR.
Yeah,
but we checked it out, and it wasn't like completely what we'd envisioned. But enough of the scenes were similar enough to make us not wanted to make
Do
us
it.
Not really want to, go through with it or risk being seen as copying the idea.
Biters.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's all right. Okay. Well.
Besides, it wasn't Ava video.
It would be cool to see you guys work on something together.
Yeah. Again.
I
mean,
I love Evangelion, but...
Yes, again. Alright, that's cool. That's cool.
Well, we're certainly keeping the possibility open.
How about joining another studio?
God, enough from you.
I know what you're trying to do, just stop.
What are you talking... No, see, I'm leaving RDS... And I'm going to make Coopiscation Studios. And actually, it's Coopiscation Productions.
Is it going to have...
Reforming
like...
A2002?
You what? A2002? You mean A2000A?
Sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do them. They're not cool enough for me. Anyways. Well, thanks for calling... Muni.
Actually, Little Goomba had a question, so I'll voice it for her.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
She wanted to know what you guys would want to edit to. Like, what animes you were thinking of.
For
Love
what
Hina.
Is that all you've seen, Santa?
No. That's not all I've seen. I got the series for my birthday, and I haven't done anything with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I loved Love Hina. Have you guys seen Berserk?
But I've been told I wouldn't like it.
Oh, okay.
I've seen the last 5 or 6 episodes of it because
okay, well,
I wasn't there the day. Yeah. It was really wrong part of the series to see, but especially that ending. I mean,
it wasn't really an ending. See, that's the point. They just kind of cut it off. Anyways,
so
I don't know where I was.
I'm told
getting.
That they
what
want
did
to go
that have to do with Love Hina?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because I recreated the intro of Love Hina using Berserk characters.
What?
Wow, this I gotta see.
This I have to see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me of another fun video I liked. This was actually from 2005, Amazon Mandy's Utena Dio, which was another
really
alternate
good.
Opening replacing the Azumanga Dio characters with Utena.
That
I thought
was
pretty darn cute.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that was awesome. She hand drew all of that, didn't she?
Yeah, that seems like
I think so. Yeah.
Skills.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was really awesome.
Akio in the car is just great.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That's good. I saw some people complaining about it. Like, why would you complain about someone that they just drew it themselves? You know, bastards. Kill them.
We do allow original animation after all, even if it is just stick figures and line art.
Exactly. You can be witty.
Why am I saying we?
I do boxes.
You're speaking on behalf of the AMV community.
Well, yeah, that's a nice way of putting it.
There you go. Yeah.
Hello? Ah, back! I'm gonna have to call you guys back, okay? Just one second.
Alright.
Sorry. Hello? What the frick? God! This freaking kid. Hello? God. Echo. This is queer. Sorry, guys. Sorry. There's gonna be echo now. I think. Well, we're gonna call him back again. Hopefully there won't be an echo. Right? Maybe.
Hello again.
Hey, is there echo?
Not this time.
Alright, good. Sorry about that, guys.
I noticed it last time. And my brother informs me that we are back.
Yeah, we are back. For some reason there, my computer just messed up and switched my recording input to microphone.
Ugh.
It was weird. Okay, anyways.
Okay. Can we get Cy back in here?
Yeah, sure. Sorry, guys. Anyways, all right, we're going to take our caller right now. I'm going to take my next caller, but you can keep talking, dude.
Okay.
Hello.
So, hello.
Hello. Hey, what's up, guys?
Ah, it's Tone of Fear.
Yeah, he's calling in.
Hello.
He's on 56K though, so I don't know if he's actually gonna connect well.
Hello, Tono?
You there, man? Hello? What's up, man?
Can you hear me now?
I don't see it. It's going dial up through. I can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're cutting in and out. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
There's too much distortion going on.
Sorry, dude. We're going to have to cut you off. Alright, see ya. You sound like a little retarded kid.
Aww.
Sorry. He did.
Aww.
I'm sorry. Now he's threatening me. He really did.
I think the IRCers are getting restless.
I didn't mean he sounded like when I meant this connection.
Wow.
Now we know what you meant, really.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I'm going to get whipped for that one. You're killing me.
Yeah,
Alright,
Don't know if you'll take this, but Tono, if you're listening, I'd like to apologize on behalf of everybody else in the room right now. That did not sound... That wasn't meant nearly as bad as it sounded. We still love you.
Okay, I'm gonna take my last caller for the night. And this guy's always fun to call, so hopefully he picks up. And he's not picking up. I'm trying to call Trifle, but he's not picking up. He's being a jerk.
Kamui 1, Kamui 2. Oh, sorry, you weren't in the IRC before the show started, were you?
No, I wasn't. Sorry. I was home the whole day. Hey, what's up, man?
Hi.
Hey, I know you want to talk to Sintil.
Hey.
Or Sienna over here. I know you do. Do you think?
I don't have much to say.
Have we ever actually... No, we haven't actually.
Have you ever talked to Scintilla? You guys are very much alike. You guys are Asian.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We're Bishonen.
To put
it bluntly.
That's it. Goodbye.
Are you guys both Bishonen?
Hey, what the... Hey!
I didn't think you know?
Wow.
He didn't like that comment, man. You offended someone, too. All right, now it's for Sienna's turn. Come on, who do you want to offend?
I didn't mean it as an insult.
Who do you want to offend?
Who do I want to offend?
Yeah, here, offend this guy.
I'm very, very bad at offending people. If I do, it's usually an accident.
You can offend this guy.
What's
up,
what
Lee?
What do you want from me? God. What do you guys want?
Hey, what's up, man? Since you weren't around,
I think Jay has some deep-seated urge to offend you or something.
Okay, Lee, are you drunk now?
I am not drunk. God, did you guys think I'm an alcoholic or something? You guys like, it's Lee. He's drunk 24/7. You know, there's never a sober moment. Oh. It's just the way he is.
I
should
have had a drink or two before coming on the show, I swear.
But it's funnier when you are.
He hooks up just a beer IV to his veins and just walks around with it all day. I mean, you know.
My roommate was actually complaining like a day or two ago that he's got this big bottle of potato vodka in our micro fridge and no one's drinking it.
Why don't you drink
it? Of course, I have no idea what.
I have no idea what
vodka tastes like, but...
If you get good vodka, then stick anything. You get bad vodka, it tastes like you want to kill yourself. That's okay. Seriously, have some of that Yingling that got some in Pittsburgh. Seriously, that's good stuff. I'm serious.
I don't think I've actually seen any Yingling on our hall, which is
really
odd because you think
brewed in Pittsburgh. Yeah. It's one of the better beers I've tasted from that's brewed in the United States. So, you should try it out. But I tell you, if you're not a beer fan, it takes a little bit of adjusting to become one. So. Just word of advice.
Thank you. Well, if I could, if I could actually buy any, I might give it a try.
Oh, that never stops me. Okay, don't worry about it. I'm only 20 years old, and so, and yeah. So.
You and me both.
So, are you all 20? I'm assuming.
No, I'm 21.
Oh, you're older than
yeah.
Scintilla. So you're the cradle robber. Cradle robber. Sorry.
Dude, and you know what, Jay? You said that iced tea is greater than vodka? Only if it's Long Island iced tea.
Which has vodka in it?
Oh, it has a lot of things.
Is it
has
iced tea?
It has about 4 or 5 different mixtures in it, but it's so delicious. But that shit will fuck you up.
I'll make regular iced tea, okay.
Well, see, the thing is, you don't want to mix alcohols like too much. You don't want to like be drinking like vodka all night and then like switch to drinking tequila, because then you wake up next morning and you'll be like, I hate my life. So.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
So yeah, but Peter, if you have any drinking device, you know who to talk to. Not Jay.
Why, thank you.
I thought you were, you know, not always a big drinker.
No, I don't drink all the time.
Drink all the time, but I've had my fair share.
Dude, there's a difference between being drunk all the time and knowing what you're doing when you do drink, okay? So,
all right.
give me a break, okay?
All right, I'll give you a
break. I'm beginning to think that this show might not have been a good PR move for any of us at this point.
Okay.
PR move for me, I just do it just so I can sound like an idiot on radio.
Not like I have a reputation anyway.
I just like sounding like an idiot. Usually. No, I'm sorry, you caught me like at a goofy day. I feel bad for you guys. You guys were like expecting to come on here to do like a professional show, and we're like, sex?
Sex, alcohol, drugs, that kind of thing, you know.
Called in one other week, remember? So,
Which one?
The one ago. We didn't have a special guest. That was the week. That's right.
Oh yeah.
I was on, and I think you and Adam X for most of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, that was also pretty goofy, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We have good days and bad days. Mostly bad days.
It's the Robert.
We need to interview him, actually.
The Robert.
Have De Robert.
Yeah, he keeps saying
delightful,
it's De-Robert or Dero.
I always call him De-Robert.
I was supposed to remind someone about the radio. Oh, I was supposed to remind SSJ that it was on.
Oh, hey.
He's away anyway.
Now, is that SSJ Vegeta 617, SSJ Vegeta 609?
Oh, 609, the one that's
the one we talked to.
The BSP-er.
Yeah, the BSP-er.
All
right. And he has a new girlfriend now, and he's in total love mode. Like, if you look at his away message right now, it says, a dozen hearts for you, my dear.
He's all like...
Then heart.
Oh, yeah, he's all like, I'm romantic.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for an SSJ romance video.
Oh, God. he's gonna do a Goo Goo Dolls video to, like, you know,
are you
or something. But yeah. Oh, you guys.
The world needs more Goo Goo Dolls videos.
I agree. No, they don't. I'd save them all for me.
I don't. What I don't get is why there hasn't been like a Goo Goo Dolls like multi-editor project.
Because I've done them all.
Because there has.
Has there been really?
It was done in your name. I think you would remember it.
Oh yeah, that's right. Typically lost something forever. I totally forgot about that.
I was almost in on that. I was on Skype that night, heard all about it, but I had to go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm talking about, I guess you were referring to a serious multi-editor project and not something that four asshats thought up at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, you thanked us for that video, man. You thanked us.
I was forced to. Anyway.
Sire, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I think I think I've alienated
her. Is it Sienna or Sienna?
I pronounced it Sienna.
I'm sorry, I totally missed the whole introduction phase. I was totally gone that entire time.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I know.
Welcome to AMV Radio.
No, you're a bit late for that. If you're going to start another show, I'm leaving you. You have to do just it on kidding. Your own.
No, I'm just you're,
you left me here. I was dying. I was having to ask some stuff about their
It's your own fault, life. Dude. It's your freaking connection. You should go down there and beat up your brother and be like, get off BitTorrent, get off online poker. Next week, I'm hosting it, I swear to God.
You are
I've
not.
Got like, I've got dude, like a 200 KB a second.
I don't know why you aren't.
Because you're the one's like, I'm taking over, I'm doing all this stuff, look what I did. And I was like, okay, whatever. But then all of a sudden, you can't do it anymore. You're not leaked.
Dude,
cool
then
enough.
Do it.
I will. I'm bad. Saying this, I will.
Dude, if you totally do it, we should like start playing licensed music again.
Faye's not going to be happy about that.
Yeah, we're just going to have to take it off the org server for a little bit.
Oh, no, I can't take it off the org server. I mean,
God,
I
you
can't.
Suck.
No, I can't host Incoming Connections, trust me. I
all right, fine, the unlicensed music will have to stay for the time being.
I can't tunnel out. I mean, if I did tunnel... I mean, okay, I can tunnel out, but if I did, Jim, the network admin of the school, would... I mean, I know him, and he would totally know it's me. He would totally, like, shut me off and stuff.
All right, it's fine. Well, anyways, I don't know. I don't think we have anything
well, if
else.
I don't... Okay, if what? I known the connection was going to be an issue, I mean, I'm sitting right here at Carnegie Mellon University, which has one of the best connections you'll find anywhere.
It usually isn't a problem. It just happened to be tonight that my upload is going really slow, and I don't know what to do about it. I am really sorry to tell you guys that. But usually it works well enough that people don't get cut off every 5 minutes or so. Sorry, guys. I'm really sorry. If I could turn back time, I would probably...
If you could find a way.
Yeah, I would have
oh,
a lot
I
more
knew
money.
That was coming.
Tomorrow, tomorrow.
I take back all those words that I had. Okay,
all right, we don't need you to sing, man. Well, on that note, I think
yeah,
we're going to end
your away messages are bad enough.
We're going to end up having
to cut
this.
To do with? Oh, right, those.
Good job. All right, well, thank you guys for... being our interviewers wow. for today. Sorry, it didn't go over as smoothly.
Thank
as
you for having us.
You guys would have probably hoped.
Yeah, I thought it went well. I mean, we had an enjoyable show. I think people had a good time listening to us talk about absolutely nonsense and beer.
I think we did get some AMV related talk.
But I think I've pretty much alienated both Scintilla and Sienna right now.
You
I don't think they'll ever want to talk to me them. Again.
Oh, and by the way, just for the record, in case anyone was wondering, I'm not partial as to the pronunciation of my name. It can be either Scintilla or Scintilla. Doesn't matter to me.
Really? What do you prefer?
I personally always say it's Scintilla, but that was before I found out that it was an actual English word.
Oh.
Which is pronounced with the soft S. So, yeah. Either works.
Well, it doesn't. I don't think it. Anyway. But anyway, before the end of the show, we will pimp some of your videos. I think everybody should go download Waka Waka for Osaka because I think I can't stop watching the video. So.
And go watch the one that they collabed on. I forgot the name. All for the Best.
Yeah.
That's a good video.
Which we realized after the fact we should have called Schadenfreude because it basically is just us having a freaking fun time at the expense of our anime characters. Like, we don't care how much they get hurt if we can get a laugh out of it. I think it was Moonlight Soldier, actually, who said this video sets up a great theme of people trying to do their best and failing miserably.
Mm-hmm. Fun video. I was surprised it didn't win at ASIN, but then I realized, hey, it's supposed to be satire. Oops. Nah, yeah, congrats to little Goomba for that one. I didn't realize.
You want to know how people entered? Two.
Yeah, it was just you two. And I thought you guys were going to win because it was a bigger reaction. But then I realized that your guys wasn't as a satire as much as hers was. So.
I guess it doesn't really matter since the judges
it's okay.
were all assholes. I mean, just had their own different opinion.
How many
of
the judges
are
listening?
Probably none. Unless Chang is listening. I think he was a judge.
Yeah, Chang was a judge, and let's see, Bob was a judge, and who else? I forget that well.
Oh, it's alright. It's okay. Anyways, well, thanks to everyone who listened in. And make sure to listen to next week for me being an idiot again, and possibly having an interviewee.
We're gonna, we'll try to find someone to interview and post that as soon as possible.
Sorry, I was
gonna type 9 Central. Okay. Musicvideos.org.
Yeah. Also, but whoever you guys nominate to be the temporary host for next week should also be looking for people to interview. So,
I don't know if it's gonna happen for next week, dude, but it'll happen. If anyone wants to host IMV Radio, I don't know, give me a break or something. Then I'll be more than happy to
give us all a break.
Tell you how to do it.
We need the break. And actually,
I'm that fast with the dirty questions.
I'll be in Germany week after next. So you want to have me, tune in from Germany?
He's not gonna tune in from Germany. It'll be like 4 in the morning.
Hey man, it's been things. It's been stranger things have happened. I mean, JCD has tuned in before. I mean, that's who I'll be staying with.
All right. Well, anyways.
Of course, that was when the show was on Friday, not Wednesday.
Well, no. It's
summer.
He's taking off 2 weeks of work next. You know, when I'm going to be there. So technically,
oh really?
He won't have anything to do. So we possibly could tune in, but I think the week after that will be in Paris. So probably not gonna happen.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, Trithel's complaining that it's the longest show ever, even though it hasn't.
Which totally isn't, I should
We've gone, like, over 2 hours before, so don't worry about it.
My brother claims T plus 1 hour 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's nothing. This is, like,
average. Did your dad ever call in, Peter? Did your dad ever call in?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay. It's a good thing. I don't think
I don't know if he even has Skype, quite honestly. It was just a precaution.
I don't think it would have been nice for him to hear what I was asking you guys.
Oh, I'm sure he wouldn't care.
He doesn't care?
If your dad takes you to, like, Otakon.
Well, my mom might be horrified, but...
Alright. Alright, we're gonna go now.
Stick on after the show, and we'll have our little post-show interviewee stuff.
Post-mortem?
Alright, see you guys. Thanks for listening in.
Alright.
Football!
Bye!